Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton assures transparency in police constables' recruitment. Nagaland among four states to complete all projects under Smart Cities Mission. Ministry of Tribal Affairs signs MOU with ONGC to support Eklavya Model Residential Schools. And Arunachal's Rupa Bayor becomes first Indian to achieve World Rank 6 and Asia Rank 1 in Taekwondo. Now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home and Border Affairs Yan Tung O Patton today assured that the upcoming recruitment process of police constables will be free, fair and transparent. He emphasized that no backdoor appointments will be allowed and a strong committee has been formed to oversee the process. Mr. Patton said this at the inauguration of the new Superintendent of Police Office Building and Police Barrack at Wokha, noting that the SPF office had been functioning without a proper building since 1981. The Deputy CM highlighted that the new infrastructure will enhance police efficiency. Meanwhile, Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma reiterated the Deputy Chief Minister's statement, urging the public to report any illegal practice tied to the recruitment process. Mr. Sharma also encouraged the public to actively report crimes and cooperate with the police. Nagaland is one of four states and union territories alongside Chandigarh, Jharkhand and Tripura to have completed all projects under the Smart Cities Mission as per the latest update on the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs website. As of December 1, 2025, Kohima has successfully completed all 40 projects sanctioned under the mission with an investment of over 689 crore rupees. Kohima and Agartala in Tripura are the only cities in the northeast to have finished all their sanctioned projects. Agartala completed 77 projects worth 808 crore rupees under the initiative. Ministry of Tribal Affairs today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Oil and Natural Gas Corporation ONGC in New Delhi. This MOU is being signed for the execution of corporate social responsibility supported infrastructure development and capacity building of Eklavya Model Residential Schools EMRS. On the occasion, Tribal Affairs Secretary Ranjana Chopra said that under the agreement, ONGC has committed 28 crore rupees to strengthen EMRS, helping provide quality education to children from tribal communities. This amount will be implemented in various disciplines. Tribal Affairs Secretary said that Eklavya model schools are aspirational that aim to provide high-quality education to the tribal students. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa today. At the commissioning, Mr. Singh hailed the vessel as a symbol of country's collective resolve and maritime confidence.
Samudra Pratap is India's first indigenously designed pollution control vessel, and this is the largest vessel in the Coast Guard fleet so far. The speed of 22 knots reflects its operational strength. It also has an advanced pollution detection system, dedicated pollution control boats, and modern firefighting capabilities, along with helicopters, hangars, and aviation support, which increases its reach and effectiveness manifold.
Defence Minister emphasized that protecting marine biodiversity is a moral responsibility in the face of climate change, noting that the ship will safeguard coral reefs and coastal communities. He highlighted India's commitment to inclusivity with the deployment of two women officers, while urging the industry to aim for 90% indigenization in future projects. The Samudra Pratap has over 70% domestic content. Beyond detecting and recovering oil spills, it will strengthen search and rescue efforts and safeguard the country's exclusive economic zone. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the National Cadet Corps, NCC, has played a commendable role during Operation Sindoor. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi, he said the operation showed the country's resolve to protect its national honor, sovereignty and people.
Operation Sindoor was a powerful symbol of the unwavering commitment of the Indian Armed Forces to protect the nation's honor, sovereignty, and its citizens. NCC made a commendable contribution during Operation Sindoor when nearly 72,000 NCC cadets transformed into NCC warriors and undertook voluntary service for civil defense measures.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said the NCC has consistently nurtured generations of responsible and patriotic citizens, expressing confidence that cadets will remain at the forefront of nation building and social responsibility. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring you India's progress in the energy sector in 2025.
India's energy sector in 2025 marked a year when long-pending reforms across power, nuclear energy, clean transition and strategic materials finally converged into execution. With the passage of the Shanti Bill, India ended a decade-long stagnation in civil nuclear sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India is moving ahead with a plan to increase nuclear energy capacity by more than 10 times by 2047. In 2025, India introduced the National Critical Mineral Mission and the Electricity Amendment Bill 2025. Meanwhile, in renewable energy, from large solar parks and wind corridors to rooftop solar under PM Surya Ghar and farmer-focused PM Kusum schemes, clean energy expansion reached homes, farms and industries alike. Non-fossil fuel sources now account for around 44% of installed power capacity, surpassing the 2030 target. India enhanced its energy security and strengthened its position in the global clean energy sector in 2025. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Akashvani Kohima has extended the last date for submission of applications for engagement of part-time correspondents, PTCs, in 11 districts of Nagaland till January 20. The districts include Chumukedima, Longlang, Meluri Mon, Noklak, Peren, Peg, Shamator, Twensang, Teminyu, and Zuniboto. Interested candidates who meet the prescribed criteria may apply for engagement as PTCs. The necessary details and prescribed pro forma may be accessed from the www.newsonair.gov.in under the vacancies section issued on 19th December 2025. Application containing full biodata along with self-attested copies of supporting certificates, testimonials and one recent photograph must reach the office on or before 20th of this month. Taekwondo athlete Rupa Bayor from Arunachal Pradesh has made history by becoming the first Indian to achieve World Rank 6 and Asia Rank 1. Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya extended his heartfelt congratulations to Ms. Bayor on the achievement, calling her rise from the hills of Arunachal to the top of world sport as truly inspiring. The minister extended his best wishes to Ms. Bayor. In local sports, Genesis CC Old Rephim lifted the 30th Winter Cricket Challenge. In the final match played today, Genesis CC Old Rephim faced Waxen CC. Opting to bat first, Waxen CC set a target of 115 runs in 20 overs. In reply, a strong partnership between Lijanbemo Paton and Injumbemo Hamsoy guided Genesis CC Old Rephim to victory by 7 wickets. Lijanbemo Paton was named man of the match for his 51-run knock. Injumbemo Kikon of Genesis CC Old Rephim was named the man of the tournament and the highest wicket taker with 13 wickets. Hiketo Aye of Lances CC won the highest run scorer award with 167 runs in 4 matches. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton assures transparency in police constables' recruitment. Nagaland among 4 states to complete all projects under Smart Cities Mission. Ministry of Tribal Affairs signs MOU with ONGC to support Eklavya Model Residential Schools. And Arunachal's Rupa Bayor becomes first Indian to achieve World Rank 6 and Asia Rank 1 in Taekwondo. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.